Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show with Sal Capaccio. Brought to you by Northtown Automotive. Whatever you're looking for, you'll find it at Northtown. Shop online at northtownauto.com.
It's good when you have a intro that you can let breathe a little bit, because I had to plug my computer. I'm like, wait a minute, I don't have much juice there on my computer. I had to plug it in. Didn't have much juice this morning when I got here, because I haven't been able to eat. I had some blood work done this morning, Dan, and I had to fast last night for like 10 hours or so. They say like 8, 10 hours, I don't know, so I'm like figuring it out. And I love my coffee in the morning. I know sometimes you can have like black coffee, and that's fine, but I didn't do that, so... Didn't have my coffee, didn't eat anything, and I was at the Sabres game last night, and I didn't eat for like the last, at least period plus. And normally, I'll grab something during the Sabres game at that point.
Even with all the new menu items?
I loved it. No, it was great. I couldn't do it. And then during the third period, eating might have been my favorite activity to do while they were playing on the ice, to be quite honest with you, because I was not happy with what I was watching on the ice. And like, I give them, like, what do? You bored when you eat a little bit. I couldn't do that last night.
You're better than me, Sal. I would have rescheduled the blood work and just said, screw it, I'm eating. Yeah. I need something new from that menu. That 2-foot chicken parm sandwich, when they brought it in the other day. Yeah. It was amazing. I heard it sold out before the game even started.
I heard that too. Joe just told me the story there. So, and speaking of sold out, the game was sold out last night. It was nice to see everybody back in the arena last night, KeyBank Center. Not the way we want our Buffalo Sabres to start the season. A 4-0 loss. Didn't even score a goal on opening night against the New York Rangers. I mean, I looked out on the ice and it was like a preseason game with half an AHL roster, it felt like, with all the injuries. I mean, thought that Owen Power was on track to play. He's sick. Doesn't play. Zach Benson looked like he was going to play. Then, nope. He was apparently spent the night in the hospital, I guess, is what Lindy said, right? After getting hit in the face at practice with the puck, right? No Kesselring. So, no UPL. Although Alex Lyon, he saved him in the first period anyway. But yeah, that's what I did last night. Couldn't eat. And watched the Sabres not score a goal. That was rough. It's game one, though. It's game one. I mean, they're only one game under 500 when you look at it that way, I guess. I mean, be optimistic. The Bills are 4-1, and we'll talk about all of this today on a Buffalo Football Friday here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you, and Football Friday is brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s, and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's hometown fuel, game day ready since 1922. Today's a bit of a different day because the Bills play on Monday night football. And actually, even though they're on Monday night, it's a bit of a different Monday night because they play at 7:15 p.m. Monday night. There are two games this Monday. The Bills have the first of the two games, although they'll both be being played at the same time. So depending on how the Bills game goes, you might be kind of checking in on Bears Commanders at 8:15 p.m. Bills Falcons 7:15, Bears Commanders 8:15. They've been doing this, you know, Monday Night Football doubleheader thing in the NFL for a while. They've been trying different ways to do it. Start at the same time. Start with staggered times, an hour apart. Start with one game in the East, one game in the West after. I mean, I don't mind too much, but I do love a full set of Sunday games. And when you have bye weeks, and then you have a Thursday game, and you have two Monday games, and a Sunday night game, it kind of dilutes the Sunday afternoon product. Not that bad this week, though. Bunch of Sunday afternoon games. We're going to get to all that. We're going to set up your Friday schedule for the NFL a little bit later. You have a London game this week, too. Another one. So we'll do all that here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sal Capaccio with you. Good to be with you. Also, Bills head coach Sean McDermott will join me for his weekly radio appearance at 10:30 a.m. Now, just to be transparent with everybody right away, we will not get game injury designations today. So we don't know if guys will be declared out or questionable or whatever until tomorrow. Because it's a Monday, everything gets, would you say pushed back a day? Pushed up a day? I'd say back a day. Everything gets pushed back a day. So like yesterday was like a normal Wednesday for a team that would play on Sunday, but they're playing on Monday night. So yesterday was the first injury report of the week. And then today will be another injury report. So you got to treat it like it's a Wednesday, Thursday instead of actually being a Thursday, Friday. 803-0550 is the number to call. Paul Hamilton is going to join me at 11 o'clock. Yes, it is a Buffalo Football Friday, but the Sabres are in action. They started their season last night. They lost 4-0. They have another game coming up tomorrow at Boston. And then they come back home for a game on Monday against the... Who are they playing Monday night here? Just want to make sure. Who's the game? I'll be in Atlanta. We were just talking about that. Someone said, are you going to the game Monday, the Sabres game? Like, I will be in Atlanta. It's the Avs coming to town for an afternoon game. That's what it is. It's a holiday on Monday. So most people are off from work or school. Sabres play at home at 12:30 p.m., but they go to Boston tomorrow at 7 p.m. first. So Paul's going to join me. Already dealing with injuries. Josh Norris, I have no idea what happened to him last night. I cannot tell from video. It just looked like something happened where he just buckled over. Like, is that oblique? Is something wrong with his shoulder again? I don't know. And that's not good. Bill's dealing with some injuries, although, as I just said, you have to remember now, with the Bills, this is a Monday night situation. So Thursday, Friday injury report. I'm not going to be too concerned right now with guys who are limited in practice on the first practice day. Because if this was a Wednesday and you had Deion Dawkins and Amar Hamlin and Dalton Kincaid and Taylor Rapp and Curtis Samuel all limited, I'd be like, let's wait till tomorrow. Well, it was a Thursday, but let's wait till tomorrow because it's the first day of the week, and they're on the field. Now, in a case like Ed Oliver, who's missed games, and he's limited, you still want to kind of keep your antenna up on what's happening with him, but it feels like he is trending in the right direction after what we saw yesterday. Case of Dorian Williams, same thing. He missed last week. So even though he's limited on the first day of practice this week, because he missed last week, that's something that you still have to kind of keep monitoring on. And we'll get more information today at practice. 803-0550 is the number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Whatever is on your mind today, you want to talk a little Bills or Sabres? What about the way the baseball game ended last night? Wow. We were still at the arena. I was watching on the TV. The end. I'm like, I got to see how this baseball game ends. Bottom of the 11th. Were you watching it, Dan? Did you watch what happened last night in the Dodgers-Phillies game? Were you watching it live?
I was dead asleep.
Okay, well, you saw it this morning, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you just get caught up in the moment if you're the pitcher, but it gets the situation is it's bases loaded, bottom of the 11th, game five. If the Dodgers score, they win, and they go on to the NLCS. Two outs. Ball hit back to the pitcher. It hits him. All he has to do is pick it up and easily throw to first base for the out.
Right.
He decides to pick it up and throw it home for the force out, but the guy was already like the runner. And I apologize, I don't know the people in this situation here. I was just watching on TV without the sound. The runner was already like three steps from home plate, so you probably weren't going to get him anyway. And then he just threw the ball over the catcher's head.
Right.
And the run scored and the Dodgers won.
Towards
he
first
was.
Base.
The catcher was pointing like, go to first.
Go there. Yeah.
I mean, you feel awful. And that's just when things like that happen, Dan, that's when I look at my 11-year-old son and say, even the pros do things like that. See, like, in Little League, you have the guy who dropped the shortstop for the Blue Jays who dropped the ball the other night, right? Like, that's like something you see in Little League, but he's a pro. It happens. It's just like watching a golfer have a bad shot. Like, it's what we do sometimes. A lot of times. And they do that. I mean, so I can't believe that game ended last night. I saw a stat today. Joe actually retweeted it. Sneaky Joe. Okay, so only twice ever from the history that whoever put this together, I don't know how you find this, but somebody wrote it. Only twice ever has a city's sports teams on the same day lost in the NHL, the NFL, and were eliminated in Major League Baseball. Philly last night. And Philly in 1983. What? Now, you got to have three sports to have that happen, right? Like, we don't have a Major League Baseball team here. You couldn't have it in Buffalo. But that's it. So what is happening on WIP in Philadelphia? Can we just, like, turn on WIP in Philadelphia today and play that? That's our Odyssey sister station. We don't want to do that for real, but, I mean, that's got to be some fire going through those microphones and phone lines today. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I would have to call Alan and be like, hey, Sal wants to
do this. No, we don't want to really do that. We don't want to do that, but oh, my God. We should be monitoring WIP today to see what's going on because that is brutal. We got our own challenges here. But, folks, the football team is 4-1. And last night, you saw the world champion Philadelphia Eagles at 4-1 look completely out of character once again. What is going on in Philly? I don't know. It's a great lesson. It's something I say every week here. It's something I say every day I'm on this radio show, whenever that is, on a Monday, a Friday. I say it all the time, which is you got to watch the rest of the league. If you think your team is just terrible because, oh, my God, they can't stop the run. Yes, the Bills have problems. They can't stop the run right now. Numbers are not good. They did not defend the pass well last week. I get it. They turned the ball over. Like, yes, every team has problems. The 4-1 Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles look terrible right now. You got to look at the rest of the league and understand that your team is not the only team with problems. It's how you overcome them. It's how you kind of hide them, I guess, knowing who you are and what you lean into, how the other team can or can't take advantage of that. That's what the NFL is. The NFL is a league of matchups and scheming and then making plays. And, you know, sometimes luck. It just, it's wild to watch the Chiefs the other night, Monday night, the Chiefs. I mean, they look like they were going to just blow out the Jags after it's 14-0. And then they're just making mistakes all over the field. I had somebody say, look at this, the Chiefs, they're just throwing deep and throwing deep. Why can't the Bills do that? And I'm like, yeah, but they're not hitting their passes throwing deep. They did one, I think, to Tyquan Thornton. And guess what happens after that? It gets to 2nd and 10. Like, it's not linear. Every game, say it with me, every game has its own DNA, right? Every game is different. You have to play that game in that moment. You can't play, the Bills can't play the Chiefs this week. They're playing the Falcons this week. So if you say, well, look what the Chiefs would do to the Bills. Well, we don't know that until they play. Because right now you're game planning for the Falcons. And the Chiefs game plan for the Jags. And this week, the Lions. And I'm using the Chiefs as an example, obviously, the hurdle to cross. What's on your mind today? 803-0550, the number to call. Bit of a potpourri, Buffalo Football Friday. We're going to go to Boston. What is the name here? Books, I have? Is that how you say it or no? Is it Brooks or Books?
Yeah, it's Booksy in Boston.
Booksy! Hi, yeah, Booksy. Which Boston are you in? Boston, New York, or Boston, Massachusetts?
Boston, Massachusetts, where okay. Our beloved Sabres have to play tomorrow.
Are you going to the game?
Yeah, and I'm pretty excited that I don't have to look at Josh Norris's face because it's just going to make me disgust. But I'm happy that Kevin Adams and Terry Pegula didn't even put themselves on the Jumbotron to get booed last night. Just want to bring up the Josh Norris Cousins trade. Just think it needs to be beaten into the head until Kevin Adams gets fired. Because he traded a bad contract and a player who wasn't playing well for an even worse player who can't even stay on the ice, who gets paid $1 million more. I'll shut up and listen.
Okay, he's not a worse player, but he just can't stay healthy. He's certainly not a worse player. But the problem is he can't stay healthy. When the trade was made, Booksy, we all said this, which is you're not wrong, like the health-wise, right? When the trade was made, everybody, Paul said this, I said this, which is this, what the Sabres did was they traded an available player who's hit his ceiling, it appears, that just can't get any better from what they had for a player who has a much higher ceiling, who's more talented, who can play in all situations, who can't stay on the ice. And they were banking on him staying on the ice. He is a better player. Like, Josh Norris is a better player than Dylan Cousins. Don't twist that. He just can't stay on the ice, and Dylan Cousins has been available, and they basically traded the two sides did. You know what the Senators did this too. Think from the Senators' point of view. The Senators traded a more talented player to get a player who would be more reliable. And you can definitely fault the Sabres for that if you want. What bothers me, Booksy, is yes, this is a player that had this injury history. You banked on him. You took a risk. And now you could very well be paying for it. I was very excited to see Josh Norris. In fact, last night, I joined Brian Colziel during the Sabres intermission on the Sabres radio network, on the second intermission. And he said, what are you or who are you excited about this year? And my answer was Josh Norris. I said, this guy is talented. He's going to put the puck in the net. Can't wait to see him play with Tage. And I've always thought that, but you know what even got me more there? Listening to Lindy Ruff talk about Josh Norris here on this radio station last week. I mean, Lindy was, his praise was notable. He can play on the power play. He's super skilled. You know, top line, of course. And then he mentioned penalty kill, winning faceoffs on the penalty kill, and how much that can just kill 30 seconds, basically, on a penalty. Like, he mentioned that. That's the head coach and what he thinks Josh Norris can be for this team. But again, last night, if you haven't seen it, you don't know what we're talking about. Here's this guy that, and by the way, I thought it was smart of the Sabres to basically shut him down at the end of the year last year, get him healthy, get him in the offseason, have this full offseason ramp up. Like, I thought they did it the right way because they weren't going to make the playoffs anyway. Right? It's like a football team at the end of the year. You're evaluating guys. You know you're not going to make the playoffs. You're not trying to lose, but you're also trying to, you understand that you're not going to win, right? The Sabres kind of did that with Josh Norris last year at the end of the year, and I was all for it. Okay, here's a guy who hasn't stayed healthy. Most games he ever played in a season, I think, is 66, right? Get him healthy. Get him into your weight program. They changed the strength and conditioning coach. Get him ramped up for the season. That happened in the first game last night, late in the game, third period. He's taking a faceoff, and he just buckles over. And I'm like, what is going on? Why he couldn't get back to the bench. And then he did. And then after the game, Lindy said, well, he didn't finish the game, so that's obviously not a good sign. I think that was his quote or something like that. But we don't know yet. We'll get with Paul Hamilton at 11. The Sabres should be better than they were last night when they get guys back because they were missing a lot of guys. I mean, you're missing two of your top four defensemen in Owen Power and Kesselring. You're missing Zach Benson. You're missing guys, right? But you're missing UPL, although I will not fault Alex Lyon last night very much. Is Owen in there? Is he looking at me? Can you? Am I wrong to say that Alex Lyon was very good in the first period, and he is not the reason that they lost that game last night at all?
Oh yeah, I thought Lyon kept them alive in that
yes.
game in a way that they really needed.
They were getting pounded in the first period in their own zone.
Yeah,
I mean, hardly any of the play was in the Rangers zone in the first period, and Alex Lyon was playing well.
He looked, not only was he making the saves, but he was making them calmly and not giving up any rebound chances. It all looked very good for Lyon to start, and I think he gave them every opportunity to get into that game and to win it. And they just never got there.
And part of the reason, even though a lot of the play in the second period was in the Rangers zone, I love the way the Sabres were putting on pressure. One thing that was evident to me, and you tell me because you're the goalie here, it seemed like Shesterkin never had to move. He saw everything. Like, there was nothing that put him in an awkward spot.
Exactly. And that's partially credit to Shesterkin. He makes everything look pretty easy because of how strong a skater he is and how well he reads plays. But it was mostly the fact that the Sabres could not generate any high-danger chances.
No.
Everything they threw at the net was all from the outside on the walls, blue line shots, nothing that you're going to get excited about as a fan or as a player thinking this has a chance to get in. And the few chances they did have like that, I thought Thompson looked a little off, whiffed on a couple of one-timers, and everything else kind of got put right into Shesterkin's gut. And you're not going to score goals shooting at the middle of the net in the NHL, not on good goalies.
And you knew the Rangers were going to come in with a bitter taste in their mouth after what happened game one. Of course, you knew they were going to lock it down a little bit. And, that was to be expected. I think that's why they had such a jump in the first period. But you survived that first period. Then you don't want to get anything.
The Sabres should have had twice the jump the Rangers did.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Sold out building for your first game. It's your home opener. And you're in a huge season. You've made off-season moves. Like, there's zero excuse for them not to be up and ready to play in that first period. And they were horrible for the first 15. And I think that just, it buries you. Whether you get down or not, it's hard to mentally get dominated like that. Despite what they did in the second, not being able to score, you're just not in a good position to make a push and win that game.
No, let me stay with me for real quick, because I got John and Marilla wants to talk, and I think I want to bring you in on this, because John wants to talk about the injured players missing. What's up, John?
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
One thing, you keep bringing up the injured players, and yes, we do have a lot of injured players, but not one of those players is going to help us score goals. And you could say, oh, Zach Benson, yeah, great. Zach Benson's a very good player, but Zach Benson should be in Rochester still maturing. He should not be in the NHL playing on the top line, okay?
I think it'll help your play more. And if you can have two of your top four defensemen back, I think that gives you more opportunities to score goals on the other end. You know what I mean?
Sure.
That's all I'm saying.
But you look at the lineup, and those players, they're going to help you give you opportunities. But we are severely lacking offense. Mm-hmm. We are lacking top three forwards. We only have one top three forward, and we only have one top or bottom three forward. Okay, we have Krebs or all these guys playing on the fourth line that aren't fourth liners. You know, we have this big fantasy that we want to run fourth lines. Okay, the one good takeaway from last night though is that Samuelson was not wearing an A. Okay, and I know nobody had any letters, but if he's on the team very much longer, if they don't move him, It's a bad look for the Sabres in general. And it just, you know, he doesn't have people's backs. It's a carryover from last year. I'm not saying anything happened last night, but you can't have him out there, even with the injuries. They need to move him. And God forbid they put a letter on him again this year. Kiss the season goodbye.
Well, let me ask and bring Owen in here, and I want to ask you about the injured players last night, because Benson, Power, Greenway, Kesselring, even UPL. But again, I agree. I don't think getting Zach Benson or even Jordan Greenway on the ice is suddenly 5-4 in that game. But if you get Owen Power and Kesselring back, you're not maybe having to play everything in your own end for the first whole 20 minutes of the game.
Exactly. You're missing a whole second pair of defensemen in the NHL is going to hurt any team. It doesn't matter who you are, what organization you're in. They, Kesselring and Power, would have distributed the puck more effectively, broke the puck out quicker, eliminated a few more chances, and given the Kulik line likely a lot more juice up the ice. And that can lead to more opportunity and more goals.
Yep.
I think that the injured players absolutely played a factor in the loss last night.
Yeah.
It's not an excuse. It's the reality. And that's going to happen all year to every NHL team.
There are
injuries all over the league constantly.
No one cares on the other side.
It's just like, how it is.
No one cares. No one. It's an unforgiving. It's pro sports.
Right.
The Rangers do not care. The Sabres have injured players.
Exactly. And nobody's giving you a break on it. It's hard. Sure. Does it make a difference? Yes. But that's the reality of the league. You got to have the depth to make up for that when it happens.
All right, so let's tie that into what Lee wants to talk about with suspended players for the Buffalo Bills. Go ahead, Lee.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good, thanks.
I understand with Tre'Davious White, I got a few things with Tre'Davious White situation. It just I know he's beloved around here, but it just seems like he's up there in age, and it's the way he's playing. I just don't think he could take every single snap. He could come in maybe as a role player and from time to time. And my other thing is, here's another guy that, look at, I love Matt Milano. I think he was an all-pro all the time linebacker. But I just think it may be time for the Bills to throw him on IR. And just next year, just it's sad to let him go, but he's barely playing anything. And I want to get a point in with the Sabres. Sal, do you remember when the Bills were on a 17-year playoff drought?
And of course I remember
everybody
that.
everybody was watching Andy Dalton trying to win that game for Cincinnati.
Yeah.
I think if Andy Dalton is not in the building helping the Sabres, I just don't think the Sabres are going to win 40 games. They are, and Lindy Ruff is just that old school coach, and I love him dearly for everything he's done for the city. Everything, he's a legend in the Sabres community, but they got to go younger. Younger? Going after.
They're like the youngest team in the league the last few years, man.
No, youngest coach. They need to go after a young guy.
Oh, I apologize. I'm sorry.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much I want to put on Lindy here. They're a very young team, and that, you know, too young in a lot of ways, right? I think that in the NHL, it struck me last year watching Sam Bennett hoist the Stanley Cup, Owen, and I'm like, the guy's been in the league 10 years now. Like,
right.
When you think about that, like, wow, like, he's still young.
Right.
He's young age-wise. He is not young NHL-wise.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the coach, there's a lot of this he's old school thing going around, and I have a little bit of trouble with it because I think Lindy in his career, me and Joe talked about this a little bit this morning, has proven to be a fairly adaptable coach in terms of systems that he employs based on his roster. And I don't think that a coach that's adaptable in that way will get stuck in the mud in their ways of old and being too old school, letting the game pass him by. Is there a chance that that's happened to him? Absolutely. I know there was that Devils player however many years ago when he got fired that claimed that the game had passed him by.
Mm-hmm.
There's always going to be disgruntled players after a coach leaves. That's just the way it is.
Right.
I have trouble blaming Lindy too much for the struggles of the team right now. I think if it continues and if the special teams continue to struggle the way that they have been, I think that's when you get into a conversation about, like, something needs to change coaching-wise in terms of power play, especially, is just a nightmare at this point. And that ultimately falls on the head coach, and that's the end of it. And I, if you want to call in and say he should have had them ready to play yesterday, I got time for that. I don't think I'm ready to say that the game is past Lindy Ruff by.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I mean, he's fifth all-time in NHL wins. The guy's a legend. I don't think I'm ready to commit to he's washed at this point.
Hey, thank you for popping on the mic for a minute.
No
I really
problem.
Appreciate that. It's so funny to me that it's a Buffalo Football Friday. We're talking Bills. And I said, hey, if you want to talk Sabres, and like three calls in, we have Sabres calls, right? Like,
yep.
People can say all they want. I say this all the time, Owen. You can say I'm checked out. I don't care. It is still a place, a town, a city, a region that loves hockey and is invested in the hockey team and just wants them to win.
Absolutely.
And as much as you may feel deflated and like I'm not paying attention because I don't want to, it's just not worth my time. As much as you may feel that way, the moment they either A, start a season with some promise and some hope, or B, start to win a little bit, you're back. That's the way it
100%.
Works.
100%.
So
you
could
feel it in the building last night.
100%.
I thought
right.
You could feel if they scored, that place was going to pop off. You can feel it. It's right there. They just got to win.
Thanks a lot. That is Owen Parker. I am Sal Capaccio. Sean McDermott, Bills head coach, on the way next on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, West New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach, Sean McDermott with me here on the West Her Hotline. All right, coach, let's take a look back at last week. Obviously, you want to get that taste out of your mouth, the New England Patriots. Three turnovers, something your team is not accustomed to. Is this a good lesson to kind of reconvene with your team about taking care of the football?
Yeah, it is. It really is. You never want to go through the pain of a situation like that, but sometimes pain can be a great teacher, and if we handle it the right way, it will be.
Missed tackles have become something that your team is, has happened, I guess, the last first few weeks. But what do you do during the season to make sure that you can keep tackling, and there are rules in practice. How do you reinforce tackling during the season? How does that go happen?
You know, practicing in pads, number one, so that you can get the real live or as live as you can go in practice, you know, feel and technique and all that goes with being a fundamentally good tackler and tackling team. So, you know, we're going to work on that and continue to work on it throughout the season.
All right, let's talk about some guys that are dealing with some injuries. Ed Oliver's missed a few games here. How has he progressed throughout the week, do you think?
He's moving in the right direction. We'll see where it goes. You know, again, just like last week, you know, we had to take it one day at a time. We'll do the same this week.
I know we talk a lot about the guys on IR right now, like Max Harrison and Tylon Grable and Tyler, but Gabe Davis is also on IR. What's it been like having Gabe back in the building with you guys?
No, it's been good. It's been really good. It's good to see him and you know, kind of get back together again a little bit here. And you know, he's working through his own set of injuries naturally with the IR designation. And but overall, it's been good to have him back in the building.
Last week, you said you played the game the Patriots wanted you to play. You want to play your game. What does that look like to you? What does playing your game look like?
Well, it starts with the football, taking care of the football and taking the football away. And then it goes into winning the line of scrimmage and playing a real complementary style of game. And, you know, we obviously didn't do that enough last week, and something we got to get back to doing.
All right, so this week you go to Atlanta. I know you love Bills Mafia and they, you know, show up and they help you out a lot, but when you go on the road, is there something to be said for maybe getting away from just some distractions, bonding together and making sure you guys kind of rally together after that?
Yeah, it could be, no doubt about it. You know, we've been fortunate to play at home through multiple weeks here at the start of the season, and sometimes it's good to test yourself a little bit. We're already going to be tested with the opponent and the challenge that they are, and tested coming off of what unfolded last week, and so this will be a pivotal moment for us in the season.
All right, you talked about the opponent. I mean, they have a lot of weapons. I could say, let's talk about Bijan or London or Drake London or Pitts, but oh my gosh, they just have so many weapons on offense. What's the challenge of going in? That's a team that's so multidimensional at all those different positions.
Yeah, they're explosive on offense, you know, multiple first round picks offensively, and then certainly talented defensively, rushing the passer. And so offensively, Bijan, the quarterback Penix, and you know, Drake London, what he can do, and so they can beat you in a lot of different ways and become explosive very quickly, and then they're able to, you know, possess the football much like our offense does, and so we've got to make sure that we can get off the field and third down and get the ball back to our offense.
And you mentioned their pass rush. They are historically low in yards per game against the pass, 135 yards allowed a game, which is incredible. What do you see from that side of the ball and what they're doing pretty well?
Well, they're built in a way, you know, that they can rush the passer and close out games, and if they can get you off schedule, that's where they're going to feast, and so we've got to make sure we can stay on schedule.
All right, a Monday night game in Atlanta. Safe travels to Atlanta. Good luck, Coach.
Sounds great. Thanks, Sal.
All right, that is Buffalo Bills head coach Sean McDermott. It is a different kind of week here, so we're not going to get injury designations for the game on Monday night. We'll get those tomorrow, so tomorrow that will happen. Also, elevations for the game, like practice squad elevations, won't happen until Monday. So it's normally a Saturday at 4 p.m. They could still make, you know, roster moves, but they don't have they have until Monday evening. And really, sometimes you don't even find out until kind of game time. So 7:15 game. Let's do the math here. So 5:45 would be 90 minutes, right? 5:45 would be 90 minutes before 7:15, I think, hour and a half, right? Is my clock math okay there, Dan? Got to rely on Dan. He's the young guy with the – I have way too much floating around my brain that I forget these things, the simple tasks in life that I forget. 5:45 will be the inactive list. It'll come out on Monday night. And we might not even know what the Bills are doing with if it have any roster moves or elevations until then. We'll find out. 803-0550 is the number to call. We started this program off talking a lot about the Bills and the Sabres. And we've had three calls on the Sabres after a 4-0 loss last night to the New York Rangers. We're going to get with Paul Hamilton at the top of the hour. Talk more about that, and also look at the Bills game on Monday night against the Atlanta Falcons and what this means right now for them going forward, because if you get to Monday night, it's possible. I just want to lay the scenario out for everybody, okay? It is possible the Bills go into Monday night with a chance to fall to second place in the East. After everything that the way this season has started and how great it's been and 4-1 and oh my God, run away with the division by Thanksgiving and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, they have one loss. The Patriots have two and the Patriots have a head-to-head. If the Patriots win on Sunday against the New Orleans Saints, the Patriots will be 4-2. And that means if the Bills lose, they'll drop to 4-2 and the Patriots will pass them in the standings. Now, I think just a year ago, right around this time, we were talking about the exact same scenario with the Jets, right? And then the Jets came, then the Jets fired their coach, and you know they had a chance to take over the Bills and the division. That didn't happen. It didn't happen. In fact, let me look last year. I'm going to look right at that right now. After week four, it was Jets were 2-2, Bills were 3-1. Jets were 2-3, Bills were 3-2. Then they played week six. That's it. That's what it was. They played week six. The Jets were this exact same scenario last year. The Jets were one game behind the Bills, 3-2 to 2-3, and they were playing each other. Patriots are one game behind the Bills. They're not playing each other, separate games, but they could pass the Bills. So, and there's a lot of football to be played, right? Scott Pianowski was on this morning with Sneaky Joe talking fantasy. And it was really interesting for me to hear him kind of break down the Bills, not for, even from a fantasy perspective. That was interesting enough. Kind of from a schedule perspective. And he kind of, he said, well, Atlanta, there's going to be opportunity there. Maybe, but look at the numbers for Atlanta. They're very, very good defensively. But they have played some younger quarterbacks. I don't know. I don't really know who Atlanta is right now totally. But then he made the point. You get Carolina. You do have the Chiefs, though. Then you have the Dolphins. The Buccaneers are playing high-scoring games. I don't know, man. I think the Bills still have some tough defenses to play. Carolina shut out Atlanta, but they've also looked pretty bad at times. They're kind of an up-and-down team. The Chiefs look very good on defense. Dolphins do not. Bucks, hot and cold. They make plays. They play very high-volume games. Texans defense is good. Steelers defense can be good. Yes, very good. Bengals is not. Then you get the Patriots and Browns and Eagles in back-to-back-to-back weeks. Ooh, that's late. Okay, that's way down the road. But, you know, a lot of the schedule, and we talked about coming into the season, oh, look at the Bills' schedule and how doable it is. That's not untrue. But I do think as teams more, if you figure out more about them, you say, wait a minute now. Like, Houston's defense is good. Maybe C.J. Stroud didn't take that next step last year, even this year, but he's starting to figure it out a little bit. Maybe we'll see if it's back-to-back weeks because he did last week. You look at Carolina, they shut out Atlanta 30-0 a couple weeks ago. Who are they? Bills will have a bye week before then. Bills' bye week comes week 8 this year. Week 7. In week 8, they will play at the Carolina Panthers. While they are on that bye week leading into that game, they will officially be able to get Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi back from suspension. So let's take a timeout. When we come back, I want to talk about that. I want to talk about what this roster could look like, some of the moves the Bills could make, and kind of just figure out going forward what might happen here with Hoyt and Ogunjobi returning after this week's game. Max Harrison on IR, Tyler Bass on IR, all of those things. I want to get to that a little bit, kind of lay it out for you, and we'll see where it goes. Paul Hamilton at 11 will still run through the league here on a Buffalo Football Friday on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
I mean, it was really no reaction. I was expecting, we communicated that, so understandable. Like you said, that's been that reason, so you got to be more accountable. Being what I'm supposed to be, doing what I'm supposed to do, and showing that level of maturity.
That's Keon Coleman, Buffalo Bills wide receiver. He was suspended for the first drive on Sunday. Sean McDermott said head coach discipline. Keon was asked about it yesterday. He took accountability, and he said he has to be more accountable. So I think you leave it at that, and you go forward and say, okay. You know, there was no situation where he's like, no, I don't agree with it. It was communicated. I knew it was happening, and we're on the same page, and I got to be more accountable, be where I'm supposed to be, and do what I'm supposed to do, and show that level of maturity. So, hey, you move on. You hope it doesn't happen again. Unfortunately, this is the second time in 2 years for Keon Coleman. 803-0550 here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. The Bills will be getting back Michael Hoyt and Larry Ogunjobi from their suspensions after this week. I got to look into the exact timeline. I don't think they have to actually activate them to the roster until later. Like, they get to practice, and then it would be the Saturday before the next game, which would be Carolina. But I'll check into that. The point is, they are going to be activated, and the Bills will have to make roster moves. What are those roster moves? Well, a couple things come to mind. We've seen Brandon Codrington inactive. He does not offer much as a defensive back, really anything at all. He's a get-you-through-the-end-of-the-game guy if you need to really break glass in case of emergency. And as much as I'm a Brandon Codrington fan and think that he is very good at what he does, because he is, the Bills have not used him because their numbers and where they have different players in different spots and what they need, he's been the odd man out. And that could very well happen when these guys get activated. Now, what you could do is still sign Brandon Codrington back to the practice squad and elevate him to return punts, but you only get three of those. So I'm not really sure how those numbers would work out anyway. But that could happen. I will say, though, the Bills have not been as good in the return game without Brandon Codrington, because even though, Khalil Shakir is fine and catches the ball, we haven't seen big returns, and field position was very slanted towards the Patriots, more towards the Bills, more because of the Bills' turnovers, but we'll see what they do there. Okay, so that's one. What about Jamarcus Ingram? He has been inactive, other than last week when Dorian Strong went on IR. But if you are going to have Dorian Strong on IR, which they are, you need Jamarcus Ingram. You need a third boundary corner. You have Benford, White, and Ingram. That's it. Those are your three boundary corners right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So I don't know where the next guy comes from, because when Hoyt and Ogunjobi come back, Dorian Strong is still on IR. He's got to miss four games. So you're going to need Jamarcus Ingram as your third boundary corner. I don't see them just going into a game with two of them. So I think that's off the list. You do have Jimmy Charlo. You can release him, get him back to the practice squad. That's probably a move you could look into. The other one I'm thinking about is, right now, TJ Sanders is not playing. He's been banged up, and he did not practice yesterday, and he missed last week's game. If this is something that's lingering at all, I would say that TJ Sanders then would be a candidate to go on injured reserve. Like, to me, if you're going to get a defensive tackle back and you have another defensive tackle who's missing games because of an injury, you could wind up putting that guy on IR to make room for the other guy coming back. That might be a one-for-one swap. Like, I'm going to look out for that. That could be something they do. Could you look at the wide receiver room? Curtis Samuel and Elijah Moore are kind of trading places each week here. That could be something you look at. And then you look at defensive end, because Michael Hoyt, are you going to keep six defensive ends on the roster? You can if you do what I said a minute ago, which is maybe put TJ Sanders on IR. But if Sanders is still active and Ogunjobi's still active, then who's the next guy out? They're not going to waive Landon Jackson, a third-round pick this year, put him on waivers. To me, it would be Javon Solomon, the next guy there, because he's a special teams guy who is kind of playing the role of Michael Hoyt on defense a little bit with being able to move around. Michael Hoyt's, they're going to have more plans for him than what they do with Javon in that regard, because he can stand up and he can go put his hand down and all that, but that is what Javon Solomon's doing. There are so many questions about what to do here. It's tough. It's a good quote-unquote problem, because this means the Bills have, by and large, mostly a healthy roster, and I know that they're not totally healthy. And tough decisions. You want tough decisions. You don't want to make it easy, like, yeah, we know this guy, he's terrible, get him out of here. Like, that's not what you want. You want tough decisions. Guys who are helping you, that you have to say, man, this sucks. And then you have Max Harrison and Tyler Bass. Now, I think at some point, Tyler Bass, I think to me, comes back. He's the kicker. Maybe the weather starts to turn. You want a younger, stronger leg than Matt Prater, who's done a great job, but who knows? Maybe not. Max Harrison, it's interesting. Yesterday, put out some video, Max Harrison doing work. Sean McDermott says, we'll see. And oh my God, the reaction from some of you, at Sal Sports, by the way, if you want to tweet me, the reaction from some of you. Somebody wrote to me, so they're not going to trade for a corner, and they're not putting him back on the roster. Holy cow, slow down, dude. Like, first of all, the trade deadline isn't for another month. You don't know if they're not going to trade for a corner. They might not. I don't know. And there's no rule that says they have to start activating him now. In fact, it wouldn't make sense to actually open his window now, knowing he can't practice next week during the bye week and get those reps. To me, it always screamed like you were going to do it, wait until after the bye with Max Harrison, and then we'll see. That's where it feels like we're going, at some point after the bye, like maybe the week leading up to the Carolina game, and then get him to practice for 2 weeks and then activate him. 3 weeks, 21 days. A lot to be decided here. Paul Hamilton joins the show next to talk Sabres last night. Yes, it's a Buffalo Football Friday, but we also love to talk our hockey here, regardless of situation, but especially when the Sabres open the season, unfortunately, with a 4-0 loss to the New York Rangers last night. That's on the way next here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. We will still get to the rest of the NFL schedule. I don't do the three dog Thursday anymore. I could do like a four dog Friday. I've thought about that. But I do have an upset alert that I'm looking at this week that you might be interested in hearing about. We'll do all of that after this on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.